This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Board of Education will meet for the first time this week following the resignations of every board member earlier this month. At Thursday's board agenda review meeting, the new members being appointed by Mayor Brandon Johnson will be sworn in. Johnson previously announced 6 of 7 members to replace the outgoing board. The agenda for the meeting lists a 7th new member, Rafael Yanez. Yanez is a police officer and a nonprofit leader. The full board will return for a regular monthly meeting on October 31st. A new report shows there's been a jump in abortions in Illinois, with a virtual doctor's visit since Roe v. Wade was overturned more than 2 years ago. My colleague, Christian Schorsch, reports WeCount is an organization that tracks abortion trends. The group's new report shows most people receive abortions in person, but in Illinois, the number of people getting the procedure with medicine and a virtual telehealth visit has more than doubled since just before Roe fell. Dr. Ugshma Upadhyay with WeCount says access to care is still hard for some people.
People living in poverty, people who have children already, many children already, who are unable to overcome the travel barriers or don't know that telehealth is an option.
Illinois is one of the states that provides the most abortions via telehealth in the country. RealPage is a software company that the U.S. Department of Justice alleges is enabling illegal rent price fixing. The company's data shows some landlords are using RealPage's algorithm to set rents in the Chicago area. Local officials are paying attention. Chicago alderperson Rosana Rodriguez Sanchez recently called for a hearing.
So we want to make sure that we have this conversation, that we bring all the evidence, that we talk to other officials across the country that have been doing this work, that we look very closely at the lawsuit from the Department of Justice, and that we can take action to make sure that we can protect people.
A federal class action lawsuit alleges RealPage has caused rents in the Chicago area to increase between 5 and 19% annually. A sold-out crowd packed the Music Box Theater Monday night for the Chicago International Film Festival's centerpiece screening. Director Marielle Heller was there with her new movie, which offers a raw look at motherhood. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports in Night Bitch, Amy Adams is the leading nameless mother who occasionally transforms into a dog. The mythical, poignant story shows the labor involved in mothering. Heller decided to adapt the novel by the same name after reading it at a key time.
I was maybe 6 months postpartum with my daughter, my second kid, and I felt like I read this book and was like, oh my God, somebody's saying all the things I didn't know that I was allowed to say about how this feels.
Heller received the Fest's Visionary Award. Weather for the rest of today, clouds giving way to some afternoon sun, a few brief rain showers in the mix, high near 75. Tonight, clear on the windy side, low near 60. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.